You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Arman Sadeghi.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome to this awesome episode of my podcast. Today, we're going to talk about something that's really important in your life, in your business, everything that has to do with self-confidence in your personal life and in your business. This is something you're really going to enjoy, and it's one of the most powerful messages I can give you. Before we get started, though, I do want to tell you I've had a couple people asking me about my bloopers at the end of these podcasts, and some of you care about me so much that you've actually contacted us and told us that we accidentally left in some bloopers. But nope, that's on purpose. We leave the bloopers in there, and I do those bloopers. By the way, if you haven't been listening to the bloopers, you gotta listen. They're so cool. I do those bloopers because I feel like as someone that is a role model for many people out there, and as a leader, one of the key things that I have to do is I have to make sure that I maintain that I'm human. And why that's important is this, is because I want you to be confident in yourselves. And as people listen to me speak, I want you to know that, hey, I am not perfect. I make mistakes all the time. So if you're trying to do something, whether it's with your business, your life, whether it has to do with a podcast, whatever it is, I want you to know that it's okay to be less than perfect. I am nowhere near perfect, and I'm proud of that. And the one way that I want to demonstrate that for you is at the end of each of these episodes, I'm going to play my bloopers for you. I want you to hear just how much of a dumb person I am every once in a while, and how much I slip, and how much I get things wrong. Nothing wrong with that, okay? I want you to know that. The other thing that's really cool is right now as I'm recording this, we are live on Periscope. For those of you who don't know what Periscope is, it is a really cool new social media tool. Basically, think of it as YouTube, but it's live. So you can go on there and you can follow me at using your Twitter account is the way you get into it. But it's a really, really cool thing. And so right now, anyone who's actually out there can watch me live. Go on Periscope, sign up for Periscope, follow me, Arman Sadeghi, of course. And what you're going to be able to do is you're going to be able to subscribe to me basically by following me, and you'll get notifications whenever I'm on. So for everybody out there listening to the podcast, check out Periscope and find me on there. It's a really cool thing, and if you've never used it, give it a try. I just started messing around with it, and I love it. So here we go. Today, what I want to talk to you about is this concept that so many people, you hear them talking about this, and one way that you hear is people say, you know what? One day, I want to do what I love. You know, I want to do what I love. Or they'll say, you know, I want to marry the man of my dreams. Or they'll say, you know what? I want to have my dream job. Or there's people out there who, let's say, they want to have plastic surgery, or they want to do something to change something about themselves. And they're like, I can't wait to do that. You know, once I get that nose job, my God, it's going to be so amazing. I'm going to be so handsome or so beautiful. And you see people who want to change different things about themselves, even being educated. People will say, I can't wait until I get my degree. Man, it's going to be so amazing to finally be a college graduate or to have my graduate degree or to be a doctor or to be this and to be that. But where you hear it more than anything else in the world is when people talk about doing what they love and pursuing their dreams, pursuing their passions. And what I want you to realize is this, the reality of life is just life. And here I am, this guy that some of you think of as someone who tells you to think positively. By the way, I don't. I tell you to think realistically. You know, people think, oh, Arman's going to motivate me. Some of you turned on this podcast today and you said, hey, Arman's going to motivate me to do better in my business, to do better in my life. And here I am. Listen to this next comment I'm going to give you. Listen to me. Life is just life. It is not going to get any better. Yes, you heard me right. Life is not getting any better than it is right this moment. Lucky for you, there's an unless. Unless you decide that you're going to make life better. Not that you're going to wait for outside forces to make your life better, but that you make it better now. You see, business is just business. Your job is just your job. It is not going to get any better. Your job, your business, your life, your relationship, things like that are not going to improve. They're not going to get any better unless you decide you're going to make them better. You see, some of you don't love yourself today, but you say, you know, one day I'm going to love myself. The reality is this, if you don't love yourself today, you are not going to love yourself tomorrow, regardless of what your nose looks like, regardless of the breast augmentation you want to have, regardless of the fact that you're going to change job, regardless of the fact that you're going to change your clothes, regardless of the fact that you're going to get a degree. I don't care. Fill in the blanks with whatever you want. Some of you hate your job and you think, oh, I'm going to get another job. How did that work for you last time? Because if you're out there and you hate your job, chances are this isn't the first job you've hated. Chances are that you've hated every job you've had. And at some point you've loved it, and then you've come up with an excuse for why you hate it. Oh, I don't like my new manager. Or I don't like what they're having me do now. Or I don't get paid enough. Well, isn't that what you've done with every job? Now, there's some of you out there who've always loved your jobs. When you were a kid, you worked at Starbucks and you loved it. Today, you're the CEO of a multi-billion dollar corporation, and you still love it. And you know what's funny? If I take you and I put you back at Starbucks working on that line, you'd love it all over again. Because the thing is you've learned to love what you do instead of constantly trying to seek out what you love. Now, I'm not telling you to not seek out what you love. That is not what I'm telling you. But what I'm telling you is that there is an order of operations to everything in life. And one of those things is understanding that you don't have to change jobs. You don't have to wait for your life to get better. You don't have to wait for circumstances around you to get better, the world to get better. You can make things better if you just decide you want them to be better. That's the difference. Once you learn to love what you do, now are you kidding me? Go out there and find something you're going to enjoy even more. Find something that's even closer to your passion. Find what you love. That is going to be beautiful. But for you to sit around in the current job that you have that you don't enjoy and talk about the fact that, oh my gosh, I don't love my job and I can't wait till to find a job I love. Of course, you're always going to be waiting around to find a job that you love. However, if you get out there and you decide today you're going to love what you do, if you decide you're going to love what you do, you enjoy what you do today, get the most out of today, regardless of how painful your job is. I don't care if you're listening to me and your life's a disaster right now. You're in the middle of bankruptcy. Heck, you could be locked up in prison. I don't care where you are, what your life is all about. You can choose to love your life today. You can choose to love your job today. You can choose to love yourself today. You can choose to love that beautiful face of yours today. You can choose to love your body today. And if you love your body today, let me tell you, my friends, when you lose the weight, you'll love it just as much and even more. But if you don't love your body today when you're overweight, if you lose the weight, you still won't love your weight. And guess what? You still won't love your body because you will never lose enough weight. And you'll say, I need to lose a little bit more weight. And then you'll start complaining about other things. Like, oh, I need to get more muscle. And then you'll lose the weight, you'll have the muscle. And then you'll say, I don't like the tone of my skin. And then you'll start going to get tans. And then you'll get the tan and you'll say, well, I don't like these stretch marks. And eventually it'll be things that are out of your hands, right? And so that's why you see people, they chase this thing for their entire life. So I'm here to tell you, let's take a shortcut. You're going to live 100 years and more, I hope, all of you. Okay, in fact, I order you to live 100 years or more. There's some NLP there. Okay, you're going to live a long, long life. And I don't know where you are in that 100 plus year journey, but wherever you are today, I want you to learn to love who you are right now and what you have today before going out there and pursuing everything that you want, right? Let's love who you are. Let's love your job today. Let's love your circumstances today. So if you're in the middle of a bankruptcy, let's love the situation you're in today. Because first of all, let me tell you, there are a lot worse places you could be. There are a lot worse places than you could be than wherever you are right now. I don't care where you are right now. And if you don't love your job, let me tell you something. Look, you have to learn to love that job. And what that means is you have to start looking within yourself to find things that you love about your job. When you get good at finding things that you love about your job, what that's going to allow you to do is it's going to allow you to now find things that you love in the next job that you're in. Practice makes perfect, right? So as you learn to develop ways of doing things that you start looking for things, you start noticing the positive, you're always going to notice the positive. And it's not just BS positive thinking. It's noticing what's really good about a situation. You know, for example, bankruptcy. You might be like, well, you know, I'm going through bankruptcy. What's good about that? Are you kidding me? Have you thought about the alternative? You know what the alternative to bankruptcy is? Anybody who doesn't know, go read some history books. What happened to you 1,000 years ago or 500 years ago or even 200 years ago if you had to go through what we today call bankruptcy? It was called death. If you couldn't pay people, they would kill you. There was no reason for you to live if you couldn't pay people, right? So if you owed people money and you didn't want to pay them, they'd kill you. Well, today, they have this little form you fill out, and it's called bankruptcy. Are you kidding me? So how can you be all down and depressed about that? Now, I get you want more from your life, but if you don't see the positive during the time that you're going through a bankruptcy, you're not going to see the positive during the times that you're thriving. And this applies to relationships. So many of you out there want a better relationship. You're like, I want a better man or I want a better woman. I realize that. But if you don't learn to look for the positives in the current relationship that you're in, you are never going to find the positive in the other relationships that you get into. So what you absolutely have to make certain of is that you're focused constantly on finding the empowering meaning in things, in finding the things that are going to allow you to go to that next level. When you look for those things, that is, my friend, is when you decide to control what's happening inside of your mind, and you're going to be unstoppable, absolutely unstoppable. So if you want to be unstoppable, what you've got to understand then is it starts with today. It starts with you. It starts with your current circumstances. I know you want better circumstances, a better job, a better career, a better spouse, whatever you want. It's fine. I get all of that. But I want you to learn to be happy with what you have today and understand the business you're in today is the business you're in today, right? And that's the one that you need to learn to enjoy. That's the one you need to learn to love. Now, if you learn to love it, okay, in the process, there's nothing wrong with thinking about where you want to go to next. And so many of you are going to spend your life in this trap of thinking that somehow magically the world is going to become a better place and you're going to be happier. It's not. Even if it does, there's this law of equilibrium in the human brain, which means that no matter what changes around you, you're always going to go back to being as happy as you are today unless you make a significant internal change. And that significant internal change comes from a decision. So today, what's the decision you need to make? What area of your life do you need to make a decision about? Let me give you some examples that might help you out. For example, I decide that as of today, I will see the positives in my husband or my wife. Today, I'm going to decide that I'm going to see the positives in my life circumstances, whatever they may be, wherever I may be in my journey, the beginning, the middle, the end, bankruptcy, in prison. I don't care where you are. Today's the day you decide that you can be happy with it. Now, I'm not telling you to be content. I'm not telling you to not want more. You can want more. You should always want more. There's nothing wrong with wanting more, but you've got to learn to be happy with what you have right now and who you are right now. Do you need to make a decision about your job? That you're going to love your job today and you're going to work your butt off. Now, there's nothing wrong with looking for another job if you feel like you could do something that you're even more passionate about. But don't think that a more passionate job suddenly will make things easier, because the reality is at the end of the day, you're going to have to learn to love that thing. All right? Listen, I love you guys and I'm really dedicated to helping you. Here's one way that I'm dedicated and committed to doing everything I can to make this podcast something you love. And first of all, let me tell you, let me thank you for the fact that thanks to these listeners, this podcast has shot up the charts on iTunes and in other places where we're just going up faster than you can imagine. We've got rave reviews from you. And if you haven't given us a review, please go online and give us a 5-star review. We love those 5-star reviews. More importantly, here's what I want from you. I'm sure all of you follow me on Facebook, Armand Sadeghi, of course. I want you to go to my Facebook, and I have a post that I made today. Now, if you're listening to this in a couple days, you can just go back to the post, where I'm asking you for the topics that you would like me to speak about on these podcasts. I'm excited about talking about the topics that you want and the things that are going to help you in your life. So please go online, go to my Facebook, and make comments about what topics you'd like to hear me speak on. And if you have questions, ask your questions. Those are the ones I love the most. Not the people who tell me to talk about a topic just because they're passionate about it. That's okay too. But what I really want is tell me what struggle you're having. Let me help you solve it over the air on a podcast. And then on top of that, in fact, I'm going to start doing some interviews with some of the listeners where we're actually going to interview you live on air on this podcast. And that is going to give other people an idea of things. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to start interviewing people who disagree with me. I love people who disagree with me. So tell me you disagree. Go on Facebook. Tell me you agree or you disagree. Either way, I'll be happy to give you a moment to defend your side of it. I love all of you guys, and I want you to go out there today and learn to love everything about your current life, your job, who you are, what you look like, especially what you look like. You got to love your body. You got to love your face. Now, if you want to lose some weight, fine, go lose the weight. But first, learn to love your body the way it is today. Okay? I love you guys. Go out there, kick butt in business and in every other area of your life. And today, I want you to also go out there and do something kind for someone else. As always, I want to end with reminding you to always lead with your heart. Absolutely unstoppable. Speaking of being unstoppable, Sherwin, are you going to get any videos of me to post on Facebook? Hey, everybody in Periscope land. How are you doing out there? I hope you're enjoying this. Is this thing on?
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.